The story of Britain does not begin with kings, armies, castles, or written records. It begins in a world almost impossible to recognize. A landscape repeatedly transformed by ice, water, forests, and shifting coastlines. Long before Britain became an island, long before anyone spoke of England, Scotland, or Wales, groups of human beings entered and abandoned this northwestern edge of Europe in response to changing environmental conditions. Their presence was not continuous. At times, the land offered abundant food, fresh water, and relatively mild temperatures. At other times, cold became so severe that human survival was nearly impossible. The earliest history of Britain is therefore not a simple account of permanent settlement. It is a story of arrival, adaptation, disappearance, and return. To understand the first inhabitants of Britain, it is necessary to set aside the familiar map of Europe. For much of prehistory, the English Channel did not exist in its modern form. Britain was not always separated from the continent by the sea. During periods when large quantities of water were locked inside glaciers, sea levels fell dramatically. Areas that are now submerged became dry land, allowing animals and human communities to move between regions that later appeared geographically distinct. The plains, wetlands, rivers, and valleys connecting Britain to continental Europe formed part of a changing environment rather than a fixed border. The idea of Britain as an isolated island belongs to a much later stage of the story. The period associated with the earliest inhabitants is generally known as the Paleolithic, or Old Stone Age. It covers an immense expanse of time, beginning hundreds of thousands of years before the construction of monuments, the development of agriculture, or the appearance of villages. The term Stone Age can be misleading if it suggests a primitive or unchanging way of life. Stone tools were essential technologies, carefully designed for specific purposes. A well-made hand axe required knowledge of materials, practiced skill, patience, and an understanding of how a stone would fracture when struck. These tools were not random pieces of rock. They were products of intelligence and experience, passed from one generation to another. The oldest known evidence of human presence in Britain comes from Haysborough, on the coast of Norfolk in eastern England. The name is pronounced Haysborough, and the modern village overlooks a coastline continually reshaped by erosion. Today, the sea threatens roads, houses, and cliffs. Yet the same erosion has also exposed traces of an unimaginably distant past. Beneath the beach and coastal sediments, archaeologists have discovered stone tools and evidence that human beings were present in the region roughly 900,000 years ago. One of the most remarkable discoveries occurred in 2013, when a storm removed layers of sand and revealed a series of impressions on the beach. At first glance, the shallow hollows might have seemed unimportant. They were fragile and easy to overlook. However, a team of researchers quickly recognized that the marks resembled footprints. Because the sea could destroy them within days, the specialists documented the impressions using photographs and digital imaging techniques. Their work produced three-dimensional models of the surface before the evidence disappeared beneath the tides. The footprints belonged to a small group that included adults and children. They had walked across mudflats close to an ancient river estuary between approximately 850,000 and 950,000 years ago. The individuals varied considerably in height, suggesting a mixed group rather than a band composed only of adult hunters. Their footprints do not reveal their names, relationships, language, or destination. Nevertheless, the marks create an extraordinary human connection. Nearly a million years ago, a family group or small community crossed a muddy landscape in what is now Norfolk. For a brief moment, the movements of their feet were preserved.